Welcome to God's Timing is Everything with Apostle Henry Walker.
This is Apostle Henry Walker. Thank you for tuning to God's Timing is Everything broadcast. I want to continue in our series talking about how the Father can make winners out of losers. Go with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 1. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 27. Been using these as foundation scriptures. But the Father had chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise, and the Father had chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty, and the base things of the world, and things which are despised, has the Father chosen, and things that are not, to bring to naught things that are, that no flesh should glory in his presence. Hallelujah. He loves to raise up the lowly and bring him up to the top. He loves to bring people out of the valley up to the mountaintop. He loves to raise up the weak and make them strong. He's no respecter of persons. And go to Mark chapter 5 with me. Mark chapter 4. In verse 35, Yeshua said to his apostles, "Let us pass over to the other side." And verse 36, when he had sent away the multitudes, they took him even as he was in the ship, and rose with them other little ships. And there rose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship that was now full. And he was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow. And they woke him and said, "Master, don't you care that we perish?" And he rose and rebuked the wind and said unto the sea, "Peace, be still." And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. And verse 40, and he said unto them, "Why are you so fearful? How is it you have no faith?" And then they feared exceedingly and said one to another, "What man is this that even the wind and the sea obey him?" See, the storm was trying to stop Yeshua from getting to the country of the Gadarenes. In chapter 5, verse 1, and they came over unto the other side of the sea into the country of the Gadarenes. And he was coming for one person. And when he was come out of the ship, immediately there met him out of the tombs a man with an unclean spirit, who had his dwelling among the tombs, and no man could bind him, no, not with chains, because that he had been often bound with fetters and chains, and the chains had been plucked together asunder by him, and the fetters broken in pieces, neither could any man tame him. And always night and day he was in the mountains and in the tombs, crying and cutting himself with stones. And when he saw Yeshua far off, he ran and worshipped him, and cried with a loud voice and said, "What do I have to do with thee, Yeshua?" He didn't want to be tormented. For he said unto him, "Come out of the man, thou unclean spirit." And he said, "What is your name?" He said, "My name is Legion, for there are many." And of course he cast them out. And verse 13, and forthwith Yeshua gave them leave, these spirits, and the unclean spirits went out and entered into the swine, and the herd ran violently down the steep place into the sea. To about 2,000, they were choked in the sea. Hallelujah. Verse 15, people came to Yeshua and saw him that was possessed with the devil and had the legion sitting and clothed in his right mind, and they were afraid. And he saw it, and they that saw it told him how it befell to him that was possessed with the devil and concerning his swine. Look how the Father made a winner out of a loser. And Yeshua came to him. Remember, the Father came to us, as I mentioned in Ezekiel 16 on a prior broadcast, and said, "Do we want to live?" And we said, "Yes." He initiated salvation to us. He quickened us with dead and trespasses and sins. And the Father will come right to you where you are today and make a winner out of you. If you feel like you're losing, he can make a winner out of you. All you have to do is turn your flesh over to him, allow him to mortify the deeds of your flesh, and conform you to the image of Yeshua. And he'll make a winner out of you. Hallelujah. It's just so incredible. Hallelujah. Go with me to Gospel of John, chapter 5. Verse 1, and after there was a feast of the Jews, and Yeshua went up to Jerusalem. Now, as at Jerusalem was a sheep market, a pool, which is called in the Hebrew tongue Bethesda, having five porches. In these lay a great multitude of impotent folk, of blind, halt, withered, waiting for the movement of the water. An angel went down at a certain season unto the pool and troubled the water. And whoever went in first was healed. Verse 5, there was a certain man was there who had an infirmity 38 years. And Yeshua asked him, "Do you want to be made whole?" And verse 7, the man said, "I have no man to put me in the water. Somebody always beats me there." He said in verse 8, "Rise, take up thy bed and walk." Hallelujah. And so here he made a winner out of a loser. People looked down on him so much, but now the Father made him a winner. But he made a mistake. You know, he pointed out to the the authorities who did it. And in verse 15, a man departed and told the Jews that it was Yeshua which made him whole. And therefore did the Jews persecute Yeshua and sought to slay him because he had done these things on the Sabbath day. But Yeshua answered and said, my Father worketh hitherto, and so do I work. See, he sought to slay a winner out of a loser, but he went right back into the loser status. Hallelujah. But the Father changed him, and he can change you. Hallelujah. Just don't deny what the Father is about to do. Hallelujah. Go with me to Exodus chapter 3. Exodus chapter 3. In verse 1. Now Moses kept a flock of Jethro. He had escaped out of Egypt, and he was afraid. Moses kept a flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian, and he led the flock to the backside of the desert and came to the mountain of to the Father, into Horeb. The angel of the Father appeared unto him in a flame of fire out of the midst of a bush, and he looked, and behold, the bush was burnt with fire and was not consumed. Hallelujah. And he was just sorely amazed at this. And when the Father saw that, he turned aside to see the bush. He said, Moses, Moses. And Moses said, here I am. He said, take your shoes off, it's holy ground. And verse 7, the Father said, I have surely seen the affliction of my people, which are in Egypt, and have heard their cry by reason of their taskmasters, for I know their sorrows, and I'm come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians, and to bring them up out of land, unto a land flowing with milk and honey, unto the place of the Canaanites, and Hittites, and the Amorites, and the Perizzites, and Hivites, and Jebusites. And Moses said in verse 11, who am I that I should go unto Pharaoh and bring the children of Israel out? Verse 12, the Father said, certainly I'll be with you, and this shall be a token unto you that I sent you. When, not if, when you have brought forth the people out of Egypt, you shall serve me upon this mountain. Hallelujah. And Moses was just afraid, but the Father was ready to make a winner out of him. And he was so concerned that he couldn't speak properly. In the book of Acts chapter 7, verse 22, it says that Moses was mighty in words and deeds in Egypt before the Pharaoh. Hallelujah. And verse 14, the Father said unto Moses, I am that I am. Moses, whatever you want me to be, to help you to do, I will be there. Whatever you need me to be, a healer, a deliverer, a strengthener, encourager. And remember, I talked about I am that I am. I am is E-Y-E-R. And I am at the end is E-Y-E-R. And Asher is the Hebrew word for that. And Asher is also the richest tribe. And the Father wants us to say that about ourselves, because he's the I am on either side, that I am Asher. I have the finances he wants me to have for the ministry. I am Asher, I am. Put yourself in there, because on either side of Asher is I am, I am. He's going to seal it, your confession, that I am Asher, I am. Now, of course, you have to turn your flesh over to him, allow him to mortify the deeds of your flesh, conforming to the image of Yeshua. And if you do, he'll give you the finances to spread his word. Hallelujah. But you see how the Father used him tremendously? Hallelujah. To set his people free. Because he felt like a loser. He was running away. But the Father had other plans. He had other plans. Hallelujah. And he's got plans for you. Go to 2 Kings chapter 6 with me. Hallelujah. There was a Samaria was surrounded by the king of Syria. And people were eating their own children. And Elisha had prophesied that it wouldn't rain for 3.5 years. And it didn't. And now people are blaming him and trying to make him to be a loser and try to kill him. Matter of fact, verse 31, the king said, the Father do more also to me if the head of Elijah, the son of Shaphat, shall stand upon him this day. So he sent somebody to kill Elisha. Verse 32, as they felt he was a loser. Verse 32, but Elisha sat in his house, and the elders sat with him, and the king sent a man from him. But before the messenger came to him, he said unto the elders, see how this son of a murderer had sent to take away my head? Look, when the messenger cometh, shut the door and hold him fast at the door. Hallelujah. And the Father moved on him to say, the famine is going to be over tomorrow. Hallelujah. And here in verse 3, chapter 7, there's four lepers outside the gate. They were losers. Nobody wanted to touch them. Nobody could go near them, wanted to go near them. They couldn't go near anybody. They were losers. I guess from the word go, so to speak. They were just losers. And he said, why do we stand here until we die? Why don't we just go to the enemy, and maybe it'll make us servants. At least we won't die of starvation. But why do we stay here? And they went out. And the father made their footsteps to be sound so loud that like a whole army was coming against it. The enemy ran, left their food, left their clothing, left all their gold and silver. Hallelujah. And they went back and shared, and surely the famine was over, just like Elisha had said. His four losers, his Elisha, who was deemed to be a loser, was a winner. When the father backed up the word, his word that he spoke about the famine being over, and moved with those four lepers to make them winners. They weren't selfish. They told everybody what had happened. Hallelujah. But let's go to Father in prayer right now. Put your hand on the radio. Father, I thank you for healing and deliverance that's flowing right now, Father. Make the people whole. Set them free in the mighty name of Yeshua. I want to tell you some more about our ministry. Again, this is Evangelist Henry Walker. My phone number is 772-801-3677. 772-801-3677. I have a website, henrywalker.org. There's about 280 prophetic messages on there. And also I've written three books. One is called Seasons. It talks about the feast days of Yeshua. They've all been fulfilled in him or will be fulfilled in him. And I've written my second book, Noon, the second edition, how it's got more information than the first edition that the Father revealed to me after I wrote the first edition. And it talks about each month of the year on his calendar and how he did things in the Word on those months, and he wants to do them again. And what we need to do is know when these months begin and end. So on my website, henrywalker.org, I have a biblical calendar that tells you when the months of the year begin and end up to the year 2020 on the Father's calendar and also the Gregorian calendar, and also when his feast days begins and ends up to the year 2020 on his calendar and the Gregorian calendar. And you can see in advance when a month begins, read my book, find out what he did in that month, and start receiving the blessings that are contained in that month. It's just so powerful. And then there's different hours of the day that in the Word that he did some tremendous things, and he wants to repeat them in those hours of the day. Hallelujah. According to the Word. And my book brings this out. There's a certain hour of the day when his healing anointing just flows more than any other hour. Although he can heal anytime, it's just a powerful flow of healing power. And that's in my book, Noon, too. My last book I've written is called Demystifying the Trinity, which explains the Trinity. And you can get these books by going to me as opposed to Tate Publishing. We had to pay double the price. My wife and I just want to give them to you at cost, which is $5 each. And if you have no money, we'll give them to you free. We just want to get them out to you because you need to be equipped in these last days. They're powerful books, powerful messages in those books. And again, you can get these books by calling me at 772-801-3677, 772-801-3677. 77. We just want to get them out to you. Hallelujah. And don't forget that our broadcast is repeated at 7:15 at night as well as 7:15 in the morning. And in case you miss it in the morning. And also, if you want to go back to a prior broadcast, go to WCNO.com and click on demand and then use the hour to go back to a prior date. You really be blessed. And also, to my friends in the Bahamas, just go to my website and click on contact and email me with your name and telephone number, and I'll call you back so you don't have to pay for it and pray for you. The only thing is required that you turn your flesh over to the Father, allow him to mortify the deeds of your flesh and conform you to the image of Yeshua, and I'll be glad to pray for you, call you back. And so remember to next time, this is Evangelist Henry Walker saying, greater is he that's in you than he is in the world.
Thank you for listening to God's Timing is Everything with Apostle Henry Walker. More information about New Life Revival Ministries and Apostle Henry Walker is available at henrywalker.org, or you can contact Apostle Walker at 772-801-3677, or you can write to him at New Life Revival International, P.O. Box 12309, Fort Pierce, Florida 34979. Tired of raking your mulch back into your garden bed? Or have you replaced wood siding or a garage door because of rain damage? Gutter Guy Seamless Gutter.